Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One of the things that we're not hearing a lot about is the unique potential safety problem of coronavirus vaccines.
And then something changed.
Any vaccine released by emergency use authorization by the FDA is an outstanding vaccine.
J&J's vaccine has a risk of life-threatening blood clots.
When you hear the beep, that's the sound of safety.
So don't overthink it. They're both really good. They're all really good vaccines. Get vaccinated now.
You gotta call now.
If you wait, it's gonna be really too late to protect your child.
If this was your child, what happens next could make it the worst day of your life.
So even though COVID poses zero threat to healthy children,
vaccinate your children.
Do the right thing. Be safe and not sorry.
I'm strongly recommending for adolescents to get their two doses of vaccine and fully immunized after those two doses.
Advanced technology that can help save lives.
This is going to be a long-lasting vaccine. A long-lasting vaccine.
A few moments later,
we're seeing that two doses is not holding up well for emergency room visits. It's not holding up well for hospitalizations.
Here we go again.
Everyone's going to need a booster. You need that third immunization.
Triple the amount.
Get that third immunization. The two mRNA vaccines were always a three-dose vaccine. I've always said this is a three-dose vaccine.
But I'm not done yet.
That third immunization, the problem is it's not holding up. So we may have to look at sort of innovative solutions.
Oh, God, not this again.
A fourth immunization.
Oh, boy.
Just to keep them going.
Keep the country going.
We have to consider some out-of-the-box things. A fourth immunization. A fourth immunization.
Get that second boost.
A second boost
to keep the country going.
I've made that recommendation. A fourth immunization.
But I'm still not done.
Unfortunately, the numbers are starting to trend up again, so the hospitalizations are up. And so the most important message that I have this morning is get your new bivalent booster.
Willie and Elise were saying they got their booster, and I was like, oh, I need to get mine. And then I found out they're talking about the third shot. And is that the bivalent, or is it the fourth booster, or does it matter?
Like, don't worry so much about the number of...
There's no wrong way to use it.
You have to get it. This new bivalent booster...
You can double or triple stack them.
The new bivalent one is doing a much better job.
You have to get a booster.
Yeah.
You need to get this new bivalent booster. That bivalent booster for COVID.
But does everyone ages 12 and older need a booster?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're over 50 and have gotten two boosters and more than two to four months out, you're going to need a third booster as well, a fifth immunization.
Five!
I don't think we're going to need an annual booster like flu.
Eventually.
Dr. Hotez supports yearly boosters, just like flu.
But I'm still not done!
It looks as though the boosters are not holding up quite as well as we'd like. And I think our thinking is going to change, and that what's going to happen is every, you know, few months, we may need another booster.
Perfect results each and every time.
You know, we just could not overcome that massive disinformation campaign. These fake concepts of herd immunity and discrediting masks.
I'm Dr. Hotez, but you are a national treasure.
It is picking off young people like we've never seen.
Dr. Peter Hotez, that was extremely informative.
Disinformation that you're hearing, that kids are fine, it's nonsense. Kids need to get that vaccination.
You healthcare workers have been our saviors.
Watch out for that misinformation.
Dr. Peter Hotez is probably one of the smartest people on this topic.
If you haven't gotten your five and ups vaccinated yet, now's the time to do that.
Dr. Peter Hotez, thank you for saving the world.
We also support giving that third immunization for the 12 to 17 year olds.
People have to feel safe.
Dr. Hotez, you are a voice of reason.
Take down the fake information.
These fake concepts of herd immunity.
Our last hope is to vaccinate our way through this. Make certain that everybody's vaccinated, including their kids. That's the single most important thing right now the American people have to do.
Dr. Peter Hotez is the person that we like to go to for the sort of expertise.
The single most impactful thing you can do is make certain that you're fully boosted and preferably two boosted.
Later.
Monkeypox is a global emergency.
And it's accelerating among a specific social network of men who have sex with men, not because it's sexually transmitted.
Monkeypox is sexually transmitted, almost exclusively.
Before we let you go, we have to stop and applaud you because a lot of MSNBC viewers who have watched you constantly for the last 3 years or so and have come to trust you, I don't know if they fully appreciate what you have done.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So, Roseanne Barr is an iconic TV host and comedian, and she's become even more iconic in the last 6-7 years for being censored for saying George Soros worked for Hitler, though he said it was the best time of his life and everything else. But that's how it works. So now, we see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being censored for saying that atrazine sterilizes frogs and also bends the gender of humans in studies. And now Google and YouTube have censored another video of him. That's presidential election meddling. And this just broke. This is the New York Times and Axios. Bolsonaro, whose son is in the member of parliament there, Congress, said we helped wake him up years ago, has been banned by the communist government that clearly stole the last election from running. So if you question that there was election meddling, this is election meddling. The government saying he can't run for office, just like they're trying to get Trump to be ineligible, just like they don't want Tucker to be able to continue his show. They want him silenced. They want us silenced. This is outrageous. Brazil court bars Bolsonaro from running for office for 8 years. Brazil's highest court that was always at war with him voted Friday to ban former President Bolsonaro from running for high office for 8 years for undermining the country's democracy and making false claims about his voting system. So because he pointed out that he only lost in one city and they found all these magic votes, this is right to say that, just like here in the U.S., oh, it's illegal to question election fraud unless you're a Democrat or a communist. They're saying you can't have who you want to vote for because he said we're trying to keep him from voting from him. Say that again. You can't have who you want to vote for because he said we want to keep you from voting for him. You can't have this candidate because you and this candidate say we're trying to keep you from voting for him. So now you can't vote for him. 20-plus members of Congress that were at the Capitol who supported the January 6th peaceful protests, like MTG and Gozer and others, the Democratic Party went into state court and tried to block them from running for office because they're popular. This is pure election meddling. That's what the censorship is. That's what all this control is. It's outrageous. It's in your face. The populist former president will also be banned from seeking any lower office. The ruling, if upheld after an expected appeal, will prevent Bolsonaro from running in the next presidential election scheduled for 2026. Because we know when you steal one election, it makes the person more popular. Look at Trump. This is a perfect example of what's happening. What is your view on the indictments of Trump, Jack Smith? What's your view on RFK Jr.? A lot to cover. Roseanne Barr.
I think that, you know, it somebody should sue the entire government under RICO. They should get Giuliani. He won under RICO. I won a couple of lawsuits under RICO against tabloids, and I won upwards of 7 figures. All you have to do is prove organized crime, which I think, you know, Durham, he sort of proved that already. It's organized crime. It's a criminal cabal that runs our country, and they do nothing legal. Everything they do is illegal. They don't care about our laws. They just make new laws, and they're not even supposed to be making legislation, but they do. It's judicial fiat, like in Israel, you know, a bunch of really communist left-wing people in Israel have taken over the judicial system there. And what they do is, if you are a religious Jew in Israel and you go under the left-wing judicial system there, you are automatically guilty. And people don't know that. It's like an extreme example of what's in America. It's like, to the left of America, the attack on religious people or people who, you know, have any belief system at all that isn't secular humanism, which secular humanism is a gateway drug to Satanism, I think. But, you know, and it really is if you think about it. And that brings me back to the whole story of Cain versus Abel, which people don't know. But their fight was that Abel said that there is a judge of the universe, and Cain said there is no judge. That's ridiculous. That was their fight. People don't know that. And that is the fight we're having still today. And then, you know, Cain was a blood drinker, and so are the people who say the very same thing today. The Bible, I believe, was written, and it's timeless, and it means it applies more to today than it did in the past. It's about today, right now. It's a time machine that is about right now. And I do teach that and talk about that with people, which is what I would talk to Kanye about. I don't think he has those two wires put together about. People say that this is a kind of a war about good versus evil, and I wish they knew just how dead on they are and why. This is true.
What do you think of RFK?
You asked me? I know I went off there.
That's exactly where I'm going. What do you make of RFK Jr.?
He's a truth teller. I hate that he's, I mean, I think that he's waking up Democrats. I don't think they could hear anything Trump, you know, says. But I love that he respects Trump and that he says Trump is a great debater. And he, you know, respects and has love for Trump because his whole family did. And, you know, we all know that Trump was a very dear friend of JFK Jr. And they were very tight. And I'm sure they talked about a lot of things. And I'm sure that Trump is a friend of RFK Jr. too. So it's good. It's like a needed healing for our nation to bring people together, because if we don't get together and, like, I in my act, I say, why can't we use all the hatred we have for each other and make it work for us? Get together with all of our hatred and just point it upward together at the guilty instead of each other. Let's take all of the hatred we feel for each other that they've farmed us to do, and just, you know, instead of hating each other, let's just point it upwards at the people who are doing all of this to us. Let's put our hate upward, because people say, oh, we've got to love, we've got to forgive and love, and that's all crap. God tells us we are to hate evil and to do everything we can to fight and destroy it. He doesn't say love and forgive it. We're under mind control to say we're supposed to forgive all the horrible things that are done to us. We're supposed to fight it and destroy it. We're supposed to bring it to its knees. It needs to go.
I totally agree. You know, there's so many topics, so many angles, so many things we could cover and hit here.
You got to be on God's side, Alex. You can't be tricked into being fooled and tricked to be on the side of evil. And that's what I just see, people being tricked and fooled into being on the side of evil. And, you know, they don't think they're going to be judged for it because they don't believe that there is a judge. But there is a judge. And I'm one of them. I'm going to judge them. I feel like I have been called to judge them. You know, my family name is David, and I'm very proud of that. I'm from the tribe and the house of David, and I'm probably the last of my line, one of them. But I'll stand here in it and talk and say and speak for, you know, till God takes me away from this world. I will do it.
Beautiful. I want to go over some major articles with you and get your take on some major issues here in a moment. But before we do that, you do a podcast. You've got a website. We'll put it on screen.
I said it wrong. It's RoseanneBard.com, not Roseanne World. RoseanneBard.com. Okay. And you can find my podcast where you find all the podcasts, Rumble, whatever they're called, Rumble. You know, I don't know.
Well, I want listeners to realize that they know who you are. They like what you're saying. But they have to remember, the way we get around censors and break the back of the system is promoting people that are telling the truth and opening up minds. So go to RoseanneBard.com, bookmark it, check out our podcast.
What I said on Theo, because you're not allowed to say, hey, they stole. I have used sarcasm to say, of course Biden got 81 million votes by winning 36 counties. I had to use sarcasm. Otherwise, I wouldn't be nowhere. And then they say, you can't use sarcasm either.
Of course Biden can, you know, win the Iron Man. Of course Biden can fly. Of course, though, you know, Hitler didn't kill anybody. And then they have the nerve, because I went and watched the full show, you did that, to say that you literally were saying that. That is so sick.
It is
sick. And the people
knew they were doing it, too. They knew that they removed the Biden part of it on purpose. So they're that evil. They want me dead. You know, and then they killed my character and all my friends who, you know, are whistleblowers.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Sacrifices against us, and I agree that was a satanic ritual by the Nazis. They admitted it, and it's similar cults now. I mean, describe what you meant by that, and then other points you want to make before we go to calls.
I believe that the Holocaust was a ritual sacrifice of Jewish blood, because they are always going after Jewish blood. It's at a premium. It still is. I mean, you know, the UN pays for Jewish blood. From their NGOs, Nazi NGOs pay for Jewish blood. And, and then the UN, oh, my God, they're so evil. Oh, my God, they're so evil. They're trying to erase Jewish history in Jerusalem and Judea, where the Jewish people come from, where the Bible is about. They're trying to get rid of the Bible, I think, and God. But it's all about sacrificing Jewish lives, and who's behind it are people who, you follow the money. Who gets rich when the Jewish people are killed and their property is absorbed? Think about it.
I agree. Please continue on that line.
Well, it's the Rothschilds, the banker, the Rothschild banking family gets rich when they kill Jewish people, and that's what happened in World War II. They leveraged the lives of Jews. That's how they got rich in the first place. They took the property of the Jews they set up, and that's what the evil Jews do, and it says that in the Bible, that God told Moses, don't take, they're called the Arab Rav. That's what I want to tell Kanye. Don't say Jews, Kanye, say Arab Rav. That's what the Bible says, that God told Moses, don't take them out. They're mixed with Pharaoh. They're mixed with the Babylonian bloodline, the Arab Rav. God told Moses, leave them in Egypt, don't take them out. And Moses argued with God, and Moses said, but you yourself said, anybody can change, anybody can repent, anybody can come to you. And God said, they can't change, because they're mixed in with that bloodline. They cannot change. And Moses said, but you yourself say, God, that anyone can have a change of heart. And so God said to Moses, okay, take them out and see what happens. God said, have it your way. So what happened? The first thing they did when Moses was 10 minutes late, they built a golden calf to Hathor, the cow that the Egyptian, Satanists, child sacrificers, worshipped. Every single thing in deep Judaism, it says, every single thing that befalls the Jewish people, it does not come from the Gentiles. It comes from the Arab Rav. They set up the Jewish people because they become rich when they turn in their fellows. It's about the enemy within. It isn't about the Gentile nations or any of the stuff that they come and spread that crap. It is about them. They hate us because we believe that there is a judge, and they being from Cain, they believe there is no judge. In other words, they believe there is no God above them besides a cow or an owl or something like that, the goat. But and the Rothschilds, you can see in their parties, they wear goat heads. They are child sacrificers, and they call themselves Jews, but they are in no way Jews. But Moses took them out, and that's why Moses was not allowed to enter the Promised Land. And in his final speech to the nations, which the Bible says that he spoke in, every tongue at the same time, and everybody heard him, so he spoke in several languages. And of course, this is allegory, and it's about spiritual. It's about the spiritual war. It isn't like word for word. It's about the war in the spirit world. And, you know, he regretted that. And, you know, he wished he had not done it. And so here they are. And the Bible tells us that they are responsible. They delay the redemption of humanity more than any other group. And all you have to do is look around at these people. And they're at the top. It says they're easily identifiable because they sit at the top of every power structure. And all they do is destroy. They can't create anything. All they do is destroy. And their prized possession is to destroy the hearts and souls of the people who have hearts and souls and who, you know, believe in God. That's what they feed on. And they love creating our fear. They get energy from making us fear them and from making us think that they rule us. But in reality, they don't. It's just all artificial intelligence.
We've got to go to break in a few minutes to come back with callers. The lines are loaded up here, but I wanted to ask
the term Arab Rav to the human beings, because you need to know that. Stop saying the Jews. Say the Arab Rav.
I'm definitely
good teachers of bad information.
You mentioned the mutilation of children, the whole transgender cult. It's everywhere. They're passing laws to arrest you. They're passing laws to take children away from parents if the parents won't let the state cut their genitals off. This is just unbelievable evil. This is sacrifice of children's future. And then when they commit suicide, they say, oh, they commit suicide because you weren't nice to them. No, the National Institutes of Health did a study. They committed suicide because of the chemicals and the surgeries.
The suicide of people who've had the gender, you know, affirming care, it's far higher than people who commit suicide because they feel they're in the wrong body and they're lying about every bit of it. You know what? They're doing it for money. They got the insurance companies to cover it, and they're just making money. They're making bank on it, mutilating kids, making them sterile. You think that a 7-year-old kid understands that they'll never have sex? They will never have sex. They'll never have an orgasm. They will never have children, and they'll never have sex in their life. You think a 7-year-old understands that? But Gavin Newsom thinks they do.
Well, they know it's the next best thing to kill them in the womb or human sacrifice.
Well, they can get in there and put their hands all over their genitals, I think. Oh, boy, that's their big thrill. And it's just pedophilia. That's what they're trying to do at the UN level. And nobody knows that.
Well, that's
Ruth
right. I forgot
Bader
to get to that last
tried
week.
Tried to lower the age of consent herself, and she's everybody's hero. She was right there doing it. She wanted to lower the age of consent below 12. And what are they all saying? Oh, children have the right to have sex with adults that are perverts.
That's the official UN policy with a dozen judges. Legalize sex. Any child wants to have sex. Let them do it. Can they buy cigarettes? Can they buy a gun? Can they join the military? No.
You know,
no. Children have to be protected.
It's Cain saying there is no judge. That's why they don't like Israel either, because they want to get rid of that, because Israel's and Jews and Christians and Muslims say, but there is a judge. No, there isn't. That's what they're saying. There is no judge.
Well, that's what Dr. Zelenko said before he died. He was so smart. Were you familiar with Dr. Zelenko?
He was a dear, dear, dear friend that tried to save my sister's life. He tried to save my little sister's life, and unfortunately, she died.
Yeah, I had family almost killed by these people, and I'm mad. And they really are evil, and they are against God, and they know exactly what they're doing. RoseanneBard.com. We're at MadMaxWorld.tv, because you can't share InfoWars.com or Band.video on most platforms, but you can share MadMaxWorld.tv. That takes you to Band.video, not just my show, but the other shows and all the verboten channels. I want to ask Roseanne. We'll give her own channel if she'll duplicate and repost her great material. We'd love to have her.
You know what, Alex? I was going to dress up like you today and do my impression of you since you weren't here and I sitting in your chair. I practiced it all last night, but then I thought, oh, you might be mad. And I didn't know you as well.
I love being made fun of. That's the funnest thing. Come back and do it. You don't have to, you don't look like me. You're much prettier. But when you come back, do the Alex Jones impression. Okay. Roseanne Barr, your phone call straight ahead. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Roseanne, you got 4 minutes. Take a quick break. Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Your film is now ready to be shown.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad that you could join us today for this Wednesday, July 25th, 2001 broadcast.
2 months before 9/11, Alex Jones went on live television and predicted that there was going to be a major false flag terror attack.
Tyranny is enveloping the globe, and the United States is a shining jewel the globalists want to bring down, and they will use terrorism as the pretext to get it done. We know the government's planning terrorism. We know Oklahoma City and World Trade Center was terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you, because we know who's up to it.
Alex said the terrorist attack would take place in New York City, specifically the World Trade Center, orchestrated by the CIA's boogeyman, Osama bin Laden.
Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We are back live as we wage war on corruption here. I am your host, Alex Jones. Roseanne Barr is back in the studio. Talk about huge breaking news. I just read a tweet from Elon Musk that I wasn't aware of about Paul Ehrlich. I talked about him earlier today, who helped write the U.S. government plan for eugenics and depopulation, basically Hitler 2.0. Dealing with the sterilization of 8 million Native Americans and a project that he was involved in. And Elon Musk says, Paul Ehrlich has done immense damage to humanity. Immense. I despise him. That's in a big article by Shane Cashman. Everybody loves Alex Jones. The story's not really about me. It's just about the crazy world, what's going on. I mean, I'm part of the story, but that's up on InfoWars.com. It's a very long article full of a lot of really wild stuff, and he only posted part of it. The full article's at TimCast.com. So it was great to have him in studio with us a few weeks ago, and really impressive article he's written. I've read the whole thing. I read like a third of it. It's long. Shane Cashman, but you can see that right there. So Roseanne, before we go to these calls, here we are. I mean, we are really seeing the Great Awakening, but I don't want to be overconfident. How do you think the bad guys are going to strike back?
Strike back? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, I mean, they never give up. Yeah. I mean, what is your concern of how they're going to throw a curveball at us?
Well, I think they had horrible things up their sleeve. I had a dream in 2000, which I reported. You know, I always have dreams that come true. You know, you're kind of prescient, and you see the future too, Alex, because you're filled with spirit of God. You're a man of God, and that's why I love you, Alex. I told you that before. But I have dreams, and then they come true too. But I saw something horrible in 2000 in a dream, and I reported it to the FBI, because I don't know. I didn't know who else to report it to, and nothing was done. And of course, it happened. I'm not going to go into it, but I think they want to use horrible weapons against the American people. I think they want to do something horrible to the American people here. I think that's
why with the shot, but yeah,
worse than that. That's why they're trying to force, trying to back Putin into a corner so that he uses the big one against us. But I don't think he will, because he believes in God too. He says.
I think you're right. They're trying to get us in a nuclear war.
Yeah, think that that's what they got up their sleeve. But luckily for us, Trump locked down Cheyenne Mountain. And, you know, I know a lot of people, Alex. I talked to a lot of people, and they said Trump locked down the nuclear codes in Cheyenne Mountain because he knew that's what they had up their sleeve. So, you know, I don't think that God's going to allow him to do that. And, you know, the Bible says, I'm just telling people this, the Bible says that the end of the era of Rav is coming, and that they will be finished by 2025, and that's what I pray for. I pray that and I think that they are done, and that they know they're done, and their desperation is a horrifying thing for us, because what will they do now that they know they're done? I don't know.
I totally agree. Let's take some calls. Tito in California, you're on the air with Roseanne Barr. Thanks, Tito.
Hello. Nice to meet you guys. It's a pleasure. I was born in Nicaragua, and I came here as a little kid. And Nicaragua is a dictatorship socialist country, so I'm always trying to educate my Latino community on the traits that I'm seeing here in the United States of America. I love this country and I would die for this country. And Roxanne, I just want to say thank you for all you're doing, because it's hard for me to continue this battle because I get called a sellout and things like that, you know, because I used to be a Democrat and now I'm a Republican. And I'm a part of a group called Lexit, and you know, it's a hard battle. But hearing you, it makes me continue going forward. And I just want to say thank you for that.
God bless you for telling me that. You give me so much strength by telling me that. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Latinos, not Republicans are perfect, but they're better than Democrats, are like 30-40% vote Republicans. So you're not alone, brother. People sitting there being mean to you because you're getting off the plantation. Everybody's in the process of waking up at one stage or another. So thank you so much, Tito. Let's go to Alvin in Texas to talk to Roseanne Barr. Go ahead, Alvin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, so Roseanne, I wanted to know how hopefully you can tell the folks why you chose, instead of going on mass media, you know, like MSNBC or Fox or any other show, to defend yourself from what was clearly sarcasm, though clumsy, what you said on Theo Von.
It wasn't clumsy, it was brilliant, excuse me.
Anyhow, why you would choose to go on a show where a guy like Alex Jones frequently platforms anti-Semites like E. Michael Jones or Nick Fuentes, or, you know, Paul Joseph Watson. And these guys have publicly been anti-Semites. And it doesn't make any sense why you
would... It does with the context I brought today, which is about Arab Rob. It does make sense. And, you know, it does make sense. And I want you to listen to what I said about Arab Rob. And that is different from Jews. So don't mix them up.
Sure. Well, let me... Since he brought me in here, Roseanne, let me respond to Alvin. Alvin... Nice try with your seminar call. Ridiculous. I don't agree with a lot of what Nick Fuentes says, and I tell him
I don't even know who he is.
He's an interesting guy, but the point is, same thing with Ye. So you guys, the point is, we're going to, there are two genders. There are X and Y chromosomes. Okay, now that's a fact, but I can have lunatics on, effect like Tucker Carlson used to do. He used to get liberals on. It was super informative. I wish leftists would come on my show. So I've had communists on. I've had Nazis on. I've had transgender, you know, pedo promoters on to show how bad they are. So the idea that you want to police my show and call somebody, try to say, don't go on here, it's, quote, anti-Semitic, it's just preposterous. A, it's not true. B, your tactic as a leftist, trying to control discourse.
As if NBC or any of them shows that have me on, or that I would go on there when they help poison
America. Well, they would
America.
Edit you. They would interview you for an hour and put 30 seconds out. You come here because you know it's big and we're friends, and I'm not going to censor you.
Well, because American people listen to you, Alex, and they don't listen to NBC and all their lies. I mean... they help steal the election and they help put people in rest homes to die. That's why I don't go on there.
Simply
and they called me a racist as well and tried to, you know, kill me. That's why. Thanks, though. Have a nice day.
Yeah, but it's just they always want to gatekeep. They always want to control information. They always, these leftists have the same idiotic...
Did you say anything about BDS, State Department's BDS, by the way?
I'm familiar with that.
No, him. I'm talking the guy.
Am I still on? I don't know.
You are.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And if you will note and study, none of this stuff about the vaccines, they have never used a control group, ever. So that is, in fact, fake science. And we are under the mind control of seeing fake science as science, which is Fauci, fake science.
Absolutely. Specifically, though, two wrongs don't make a right, and race-based admissions and all this is just to create more division. And so the Supreme Court, I think, is starting to realize that.
You know, it really pisses me off that they take out Judge Roberts, probably the greatest of all time, Supreme Court justice that interprets the law of liberty for the people. But they say, well, he was a recipient of, whatever it's called. I'm blanking on it.
Affirmative action.
Yeah, affirmative action, and that he took it. He removes a ladder. God, that is so racist because he is a genius. He is a genius of law, of the Constitution. He didn't need affirmative action to get where he went because he's a genius. But you know what? The system was so racist at that time, they would have kept him out. But it's not like that now. Now it's like against merit. It has been turned up to destroy the thing it's supposed to help. Like when the leftists were coming to protest against thing they touch labor rights, then they end up bankrupt in the union. Accident, because I think they are under the fascist. You know, they're just fascists. They work hand in hand with the right wing. You know, it's the same bird as the left wing.
We've only got a few minutes left. We'll get more calls. People really want to talk to you. Let's talk to Alex in California.
Right now, they are engaged in destroying women's rights. That's how, you know, that's why they do what they do. They want to erase women's rights and all rape activists. They want to silence rape activists and get rid of all rape laws. That's what they're doing.
Let's go to Alex in California, then Alex in Florida. Alex, you're on the air. You have a question for Roseanne Barr about Hollywood and Hunter Biden. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. I want to know if Roseanne heard the recent story about Hunter Biden being linked to the satanic sex club in L.A., and then I had a question for you afterwards, Alex.
I mean, it is, Roseanne, as you see that, it's in the new whistleblower documents, that satanic sex clubs.
Well, he has that tattoo on his back of whatever it's called, that place where they do all the sacrificing. He's got a tattoo on his back of that lake, whatever it is, where they do all that child sacrifice. It's tattooed into his skin. He's a victim like, you know, all these people that are in that club, they do it to their own kids. All these shooters have CIA dads. They do it to their children. That's how they create a perfect mind control victim, which is what they want. Their own family. That's how they continue to
the Aurora
hold power
dad, it did run the CIA NASA brain interface program, and that guy and his son was in the program. And Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in MK Ultra. You cannot make this stuff up. Does that answer your question, Alex? Because you said you had another question for me.
Yes, I interviewed you in 2008 about the Marines doing DUI checkpoints in California, and it was in your film Police State. But I heard you talking recently about 9/11. I just want to know if you were considering writing a book about 9/11, and also Columbine as well, because I know there's a lot of inconsistencies and it's a crazy story with the two shooters. Were you considering writing books about those? I think it'd be a really good read.
Yes, I remember doing the interview with you 14 years ago. And God bless you. Good to hear from you, brother. We're almost out of time. The great Jay Dyer takes over Fridays in the fourth hour. Then the amazing Owen Schroyer will take over at 3 p.m. Central. But Roseanne Barr's here. And she's talking about sophisticated dialectic. She has a way of just putting it out bluntly. But I agree that they have sex trafficking that they're saying is no big deal. They're not going to test the DNA of kids. They just turn over to random stranger or even ID them at the border. That started a month ago. That is to enable the trafficking. They admit the trafficking. And by having all these women come out and make fake allegations and have it come out that it's fake, that then delegitimizes real women that are being raped. And I agree. It's all about lowering the value of humans. And legitimizing abuse.
But you know
really
what they're also disguising, because I've been thinking about this, you know, this Epstein thing. Jeffrey Epstein was running the world. He was running the Federal Reserve. Think about it, Alex. He was in charge of the Federal Reserve when you really break it down and think about it.
He was definitely a high-level manager for the most powerful group, MI6, tied into CIA and Mossad. Everybody went to him to get blackmail. They knew they were going to have sex with kids, and he was like the master manager of that. It's true. What does it mean to you that that started to come out? Does that show that globalists aren't all-powerful? What do you think?
I think they're exposing themselves because I say, with the power of the Internet for the first time, the facts of how the world really works cannot anymore be hidden from the people. We can have it at our fingertips, facts, and it's for the first time that no church or state can censor the facts from the human beings. And I think that that's God, and I think that they expose themselves, and we don't have to do anything but witness it. And we are witnessing history in the making, and it is indeed biblical. And if you have the eyes to see it and the discretion inside, because you have a clean heart before your Maker, it's absolutely fantastic, and it should strengthen your resolve and your faith.
Absolutely, Roseanne. We've got unlimited callers here for you, but I know you've been on for almost 2 hours. You've done a great job. Let's go to the order these calls have been received. Let's go to Curtis in Minnesota. You're on the air with Roseanne Barr. Go ahead.
Hey, Roseanne.
Hi.
Hi. It's great that you're on the show today.
Thank you.
The Holy Spirit is on the move. Yeah. Alex started out with Rodney Brown and Dave Scarlett, and now you. It's like a grand slam for a spiritual battle.
Alex is so great. Everything he's told us has happened. He has, more credibility than anybody else who's been in front of a microphone on the public airwaves.
He definitely does for people who are informed. But you have a lot of credibility with a lot of people that don't know anything. And so when they hear you, I mean, it hits home to a lot of people. But I wanted to lay out Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Mandela, they all took on the establishment. And they all had a victory using nonviolence, but then they all paid a price.
Yeah, they did.
And I think, yep, we've got a huge spiritual battle ahead. And the answers are biblical. You know, the truth will set you free. Alex is doing that day in and day out.
Yep.
Love conquers all. That's basic, but you know what? That's the weapon. When we have all these people sliding into this country, they're just victims, really.
Yep.
They're going to be here. When this thing melts down, people are going to have to realize that not all those people are their enemies.
That's right.
And
I agree with that.
And I had a quick T-shirt idea for Alex. Globalist solutions, and then list off the truth will set you free, and love conquers all. And InfoWars, we might have to start calling it spiritual wars because this thing is really spiritual.
It is a war, and that's for damn sure.
And people
have the
memory of a goldfish.
I think people need to cue into, instead of the love thing, which, of course, love is, the greatest thing in the world. The universe is made of love, and God is love, and God made his creation from love. But I think we should cue into some hate of evil right now, hatred of evil, because hatred is, a huge motivating thing for the human being, especially when they hate evil and hate the devil. Hate for a while. Stop loving everything. Focus in on hate of God. It's true.
Curtis, thank you so much. Look, Roseanne's got to go. We got Jay and we got a bunch of other callers here. I'm sorry I didn't get to you. Jay Dyer is going to take over. I got some closing comments. But thank you for coming in to clarify. I know you did it on the show you were on with Theo Von. They're going to take this out of context again. It's what they do.
Well, I'm going to pray like I prayed with you, Alex, and I'm going to ask God to protect me and you and everybody who's hearing us, that he will not let them come at us, because as we're promised, any weapon formed against us will not harm us. And so far, I'm still standing, no matter what they've done to me. And they've done more than anybody knows, because I haven't talked about it. But they've done a lot. And here I am still standing, looking good, and feeling good, too. But I'm going to pray that for all that are hearing us and watching us and all who are open to it, that God will put his arms around us, and he will protect us and strengthen us and, bring us together so that we can figure this out and make it better for all the children in this world. And we just thank him so much that we're able to do this. I mean, this never happened before in history, that we have access to each other and the freedom of these airwaves.
Roseanne,
this is
you're on
the Renaissance.
Two minutes. Come right back. 5 more minutes.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.